on this edition of The Self-Publishing Show.
And of course, they're not actually obligated to leave a review. It's always their choice to, but I don't want them to leave a bad review because it was a genre they weren't expecting.
Publishing is changing. No more gatekeepers. No more barriers. No one standing between you and your readers. Do you want to make a living from your writing? Join indie bestseller Mark Dawson and first-time author James Blatch as they shine a light on the secrets of self-publishing success. This is The Self-Publishing Show. There's never been a better time to be a writer.
Hello and welcome. It's Friday. It's The Self-Publishing Show with me, James Blatch.
And me, Mark Dawson.
Hello, you, Mark Dawson. Before we do anything else, let me welcome our new Patreon supporters. We have Angela S. and we have Arthur Herbert. Thank you very much indeed, Angela and Arthur. Arthur's from NOLA, New Orleans, Louisiana, for joining us via Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/self-publishing show and support this show. Arthur Herbert, I believe, tweeted something about one of our back catalogue, the Craig Matthias episode, actually, about building a website using WordPress. You can, of course, get any of our 220-odd episodes, which cover every possible subject that you need to know as an author, going back 3 years, nearly. If you go to selfpublishingformula.com and you will find our podcast tab there. Good, right, still in the middle of this lockdown mire. It's you are actually looking like one of the teachers who used to teach me in the old days. He was 40 years older than me.
Ah, so great. That's what I like to hear. Yes, I'm slightly unkempt. My beard is magnificent at the moment. And it's aging me about 20 years. As I mentioned on Facebook last night, I was mistaken for Samuel's grandfather yesterday, which was a real highlight for me. I have to say that's a lockdown highlight, to be mistaken for someone in his 60s. Yeah, I still look younger than you though, which is quite something.
I don't know how that happens, yeah. Well, you are younger than me, though. You should look younger than me. My hair is just about okay at the moment, but it does suddenly get voluminous, my hair. And I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm not trusting anybody in my household to cut it. So,
and you probably don't want to go to a hairdresser's when they open.
But I'm also not, no, I don't, not for about 2 years. I'm also not going to wear a cap like yours if you're watching on YouTube. You can make your, draw your own judgments.
Well, you got to have a certain, you know, you basically... It's all about not giving a you-know-what, and I don't really give a you-know-what, so I can wear caps. It's okay. My hair is a dreadful, dreadful state, so I don't go out with my head uncovered at the moment.
No.
If the Queen came and visited me in my study here...
Would you doff your cap?
My hat would stay on my head. I think she'd probably appreciate it.
Off with your head. That's how that would end up. Okay, good. Let's mention a couple of things and then get into our interview today, which is all about a new website called Story Origin. But we are going to talk first of all about our bestseller course, which in a very meta way, Mark, has become a bestseller. It's really taken off. Very, very positive feedback from a very enthusiastic early audience for it. It's done really, really well. You can check out all the details at selfpublishingformula.com/bestseller. Well done to Susie K. Quinn, who has penned another bestseller in her life, in this case, an online course. And as we mentioned before, this is the course that really sharpens you up for market. So it teaches you about some of the ingredients that a bestseller has that non-bestsellers don't have. The books that do get read on the tube and the subway, people turn the pages of why it is, what are those ingredients, what are those secrets. Of course, there's no one way to do anything, but this is a very, very good forensic guide through that and gives you the ammunition you need to shape your next book if you want to be very commercial about it. Who the hell doesn't want to be commercial about your writing? All the hours slaving in front of Scrivener's got to be paid off at some point.
Yes, absolutely. No, not everyone. I suppose not everyone. Some people just, you know, like the Christopher S. Petersons of this world. Mm. It's not about the commerce for writers like him. It's more for the art, darling. But for most of us, you want to get paid for the what you're doing in terms of, you know, the work you're putting in. So it does make a lot of sense to think about ways to maximize that before you even start writing, and that's kind of what Susie teaches in the course. So yeah, really pleased with how that reaction has been from early students, and we've had lots and lots of them, more than I think we suspected we would. So it's you know, it's in some ways, when you analyze it, it's not that surprising given that everyone is sitting at home. They can't go to work. And it's a really good time to be, I think, just to be a writer and also to be providing education in that kind of format. It's a good time for reaching readers and people who want to learn. So, yeah, we're really pleased with how that's gone.
Yeah, it's really
viral in some. You could say it's been a viral success.
I think people are going to stop saying things have gone viral after 2020. Yeah.
It's gone bacterial.
It's no longer the exciting thing it used to be. Okay, one other thing to mention before we get into our interview is Hello Books. If you can go to hellobooks.com and sign up to join the waitlist for our venture that we are gearing up for at the moment. Lots of work going on in the background to have a site that's going to help you build your lists and get visibility, particularly at the start of your career. The waitlist is filling up. We will probably have a priority system when we launch. So if you want to do that, you can go there. It's just that you do choose a genre when you go in, but it's really just for our information at this stage. When the application process is made public, you will select your promotion based on the genre you want your book to go into at the time. But just go to hellobooks.com and that will forward you to that sign up page. Okay, I think that's what we're going to talk about. I think that's all we've got to talk about before today's interview. Is that correct?
We've been quite busy with preparing our new Amazon ads course, haven't we? So
we have.
Janet Margot, I've mentioned this before, who basically set up the Amazon Books ad product and worked in that role for, she'll probably correct me, but it's at least 5 years because I've known her for that long and she's always been in that part of the business. So she's probably, if she isn't the leading authority on how to use Amazon ads to sell books, I really don't know who would be. So she is, she's working away a lot. So we have a shared Dropbox folder and every day we see files being added to the Dropbox folder as Janet finishes sessions. James then applies the spit and polish and makes them look slick and professional. And then they come to me and young Tom at the moment. We're kind of proofing them as they come through. And I've seen the first module now, and it's pretty much almost ready to go with a few tweaks. And it's really good. It's going to be a really comprehensive course. We think about 10 hours worth of content with some stuff from me as well. So I will be doing stuff on things like keyword research, tracking and monitoring ads and their success. Janet will cover everything else. And she's also going to do things like account health checks, and we'll look into some authors' accounts, and then we'll make suggestions on how they could improve the performance of their ads and things like that. So we are really excited about that. If you are a student of the ads course, you'll get that for free. As soon as it is finished, you'll find it in your Teachable school. And everyone else, if you're on the fence or if you've been on the fence about the Ads for Authors course, it would be a very good reason for you to check it out when we launch in June, because it will be a fundamental part of that. There's still the Facebook ads course that I present, which is still very, very important. I'm still very active with Facebook ads, probably more so than Amazon at the moment for a number of reasons. But with Facebook and Amazon, I would say those are pretty much non-negotiable now. If you want to maximize your chances of doing well as an author, you have to, at least one of them, but probably both, you need to know how to run ads on those platforms. And together with everything else that we have in the course, from copywriting to image design to BookBub ads and everything else besides, it's a very comprehensive package already, and it's going to be even more comprehensive when this course is ready to go. So keep an eye on that. We'll also be having some webinars with Janet. We think we know what we're going to do. Not going to announce it yet, but we think there'll be two SPF webinars, probably one at the start of June and one at the end of June. And as soon as you see the email or you hear it on the podcast, when we have the dates for that, I would strongly recommend you book your place. And that's not me bigging it up or kind of suggesting that it's going to be hard to find a spot. That is the truth. We have 1,000 seat limit through our GoToWebinar account. And, you know, I've sold a few of those out before, and as my book report bings there, I've sold a few of those that I've done have filled that before. And, you know, if the prospect of Janet with me and James doesn't lead to that same result, I'd be quite surprised. So, keep an eye out, and then get your place as soon as we are ready to go. So, yeah, keep an eye out on your email first of all for that, and look in the Facebook group.
Great, excellent. Well, I can tell you, I've got 8 more sessions for you up on our secret teachable location.
Have you?
Yes, I have. So after this lesson, I'm just telling you now, they've only just gone up. So I do need to put the correct titles in for them and they'll be ready for you. That's modules 2 and 3. Okay, good. We'll try and do those webinars. They will be very popular and you won't want to miss listening to Janet Marger, the woman who sat at the helm of Amazon Ads for Authors, teaching you about Amazon Ads for Authors. You won't want to miss that. I don't know if we'll do it again, but we're certainly doing it in June. So we'll try and get one of those in the first week in June and then maybe one in week 3 as well. Okay, well, we've been busy. A man called Evan Gow has been busy as well in the background for the last couple of years. He's been building a place on the internet called Story Origin. I think it's storyoriginapp.com to create a community that's going to help authors build their mailing list, sort of things we do. Also, he has a universal book links tool and a few other bits and pieces there to make it. I think finding reviewers is another one. I mean, I'm going to let him explain all of this in a moment, but what looks like a very nice, very pretty, nicely shaping up site, and he's worked tremendously hard on it. Young, clean-cut guy doing honest work for authors. So let's hear from Evan, and then Mark and I'll be back for a quick chat off the bat.
This is the Self-Publishing Show. There's never been a better time to be a writer.
Evan Gow, welcome to the Self-Publishing Show. Great to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me on.
This is the new world where everybody just talks to each other from their houses. We better get used to it. We've got weeks ahead of us. Like this. I think you're in Austin, Texas, and we're in the UK, but everyone's life sort of feels the same at the moment.
Yes, it does indeed. We've already been living sort of in the future here, doing a lot of stuff remotely as, hopping on podcasts and all of that's want to do.
Well, we're in the right place, aren't we, for working from home and working remotely. It's an uploading product, so you don't have to have a physical delivery for. So we're very much there. And your organization, your bit of the internet of this community is Story Origin. So I guess I guess we'll start with that. You better explain to us what Story Origin is and where the origin of Story Origin. There you go.
Yeah. So Story Origin is a marketing tool / community for authors to work together to build their mailing list, increase sales, and find reviewers for their books, whether that's ebook or audiobook.
Okay, so it explains to us how it works. But basically, it's focused about list building and finding readers that authors would share in a little sort of genre group, or?
Yeah, so Story Origin, one of the main things that a lot of authors use it for is cross promotion. So those can come in two forms. Those can be either newsletter swaps or group promotions. And a newsletter swap is a direct one-to-one cross promotion where I agree to promote one of your books in one of my upcoming newsletters and you agree to promote one of my books in one of your upcoming newsletters. And a group promotion is where a bunch of us, you, me, and 20 other authors will all list our books on a single landing page, and then we'll all promote that landing page together. So those are the two types of cross promotions, but then there can be a variety of goals, whether it's list building, increasing your sales or page reads, or finding more reviewers.
So do you have a reader-facing side of it? Because I'm looking at storyoriginapp.com, and that looks to me like it's an author-facing side of this.
Yeah, so Story Origin is kind of both. The landing page you'll see is mostly focused on authors. I just deployed a new update. So if there's like a little box at the top that readers can click on.
I've just seen and, that.
And you can see all the currently running group promotions for review copies of ebooks and audiobooks. And when I talk about those review copies of audiobooks, those are essentially Story Origin has a mechanism where you can distribute your ACX or find away promo codes. And then it will track reviewers and send them like automated follow-up emails and stuff like that.
Okay. So do you build a mailing list? Does Story Origin itself have a mailing list, a BookBub style mailing list as well? Or is it just feeding your authors?
So Story Origin is about authors cross-promoting each other. So I don't maintain any mailing list of readers for Story Origin. Readers can come to Story Origin where they can see like the currently running review copy group promotions. So there is that reader/reviewer side of things, but I don't personally maintain a mailing list for readers.
Okay. All right. Well, the site looks nice and clean and simple and easy. And I can see your reader-facing side now. Actually, it was there at the top there. I just glanced over it. Check them out for your free ebooks and audiobooks. I noticed that you have a few other little tools which you mentioned at the beginning, which we can talk about. So the review copies, how does that work?
So with review copies on Story Origin, essentially you have a landing page for your review copy, and it can be distributed either as a download through Story Origin, or if you want to, if your book is in Kindle Select and you're worried about distributing through other channels other than Amazon, you can actually distribute that review copy through Amazon prepaid book links on Story Origin as well. So essentially you have a landing page, readers can come and request a review copy. And when they say where they're going to leave a review, whether that's Amazon, Goodreads, BookBub, etc. And they will also leave the links to their reviewer profiles on those platforms. So you will get that request as the author. You can check out their reviewer profiles on those sites before approving that request. So you can see, okay, let's say I write steamy romance, and I see that this reader has mostly read cozy romance or reviewed cozy romance on Goodreads. Well, I might not want to approve that reader because they might be thinking my book is something that it's not, and I don't want them to feel obligated to leave me a review and it end up being bad. And of course, they're not actually obligated to leave a review. It's always their choice to, but you know, I don't want them to leave a bad review because it was a genre they weren't expecting. And then with that, you actually, before approving them, so you can see their reviewer profiles, and Story Origin will also keep track of their completion rates of reviews of other books they've done through Story Origin. So if I see they've gotten 10 copies through Story Origin that they said they were going to leave a review on Goodreads, and they only left two, then they'll have a completion rate of 20%. And so I'm probably less likely to approve that person for a copy because I know that the probability that they're going to leave a review is pretty low.
So where do your reviewers come from? You've got a panel, presumably, of people registered with Story Origin.
So there are people registered with Story Origin. But like I said, I don't maintain a mailing list. So those reviewers come from authors. Either one, they can send that link to their existing review copy, their review team, and just use it to manage their existing team because Story Origin handles like sending automated follow-up emails and keeping track that they actually left their reviews and handles a lot of that sort of those tedious tasks. The second thing is you could do group promotions for review copies. So like you might do a group promotion for your Amazon links, you can do group promotions where readers can see a list of review copies that are available and go and request those different copies. And each author gets to approve each one of those requests on a case-by-case basis after vetting the reviewer's profile. And then you can also do newsletter swaps. So, you know, I'll mention, you know, your page for your review copy requests in my newsletter, and you might mention one of my universal book links or one of my reader magnets, what have you, or a review copy, or what have you.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned universal book links. That's one of the other features that you have. I mean, these are incredibly useful things, and I know there's a few services out there that will provide them. But this is your own little bit of software that comes up with these, or is this are you a third partying somebody else's?
No. So Story Origin is all built by me.
Okay.
And all of the tools are native to Story Origin, so I'm not like white labeling anything, or anything like that. So Story Origin, you can create universal book links, and you can add your Facebook tracking pixel if you want to build custom audiences that come through that universal book link. You can add your affiliate tags if you want to track sales and earn a commission. You know, readers can set a preferred store so that the next time they come through a universal book link on Story Origin, rather than hitting that page where they see the list of retailers, it'll just take them directly to whatever their preferred retailer is. So it just becomes a single click for them because you want to reduce as many clicks as possible to get to that sales page.
And do you sorry, just a small technical thing. Can you put a Facebook pixel and an affiliate link into that Universal Book link?
Yes. Yep.
You combine those two. That's useful. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that there are any other programs that can do that. That might be unique to Story Origin, but also don't. I'm not completely sure on that. So yeah, someone could certainly prove me wrong.
I mean, I'm familiar with a couple of the services, you know, Genius and so on, and I don't think you can add Facebook pixels in as well. So I think that's a nice little tick in the box for you. Are these services, can they all be used standalones? If somebody just wanted to use the UBL, the Universal Book Links, can they just use that?
That's right, yeah. So you can use just the Universal Book Links. You could use just the reader magnets. You could use just the review copies. One thing that we haven't talked about, but also you can do word tracking with Story Origin and actually track what your daily word count is, and you'll get a very nice graph of what your progress has been. Story Origin will automatically calculate what the daily targets are that you need to hit in order to finish your project by whatever deadline you set for yourself. So you get those like daily target calculations all done for you. You can use that as a standalone, which a lot of authors do because they might not even have a book out, but they want to use Story Origin in the future, and they can get started with using like the goal trackers feature for tracking their word count and stuff. And then once they've got their books out, then they can start to use some more of the marketing tools.
Okay. So before we move on to a bit about you and the background of all of this, any other features that we've not mentioned? Oh, reader magnets. You've just mentioned those actually, but they're a useful little thing to have. So explain how that would work.
Yeah. So a reader magnet is essentially, usually it's a 10 to 15,000 word short story prequel to your first book or your series. It doesn't have to be that, but that's what a lot of authors use. And you will give that away for free when someone signs up to join your mailing list. So on Story Origin, you can create a landing page for your reader magnets, those short stories you get for free when people sign up to your mailing list. So Story Origin will give you a nice landing page. Readers can join your sign up to get that book through Story Origin, and you can have their contact info sent directly to your email service provider, whether that's MailChimp, MailerLite, ActiveCampaign, ConvertKit. Story Origin will also handle the file delivery and tech support, making sure that the reader can actually get the book onto whatever their preferred reading device is.
Okay, so that's a little bit of BookFunnels service that you're providing here. In fact, I don't think Damon's ever had a really big competitor over the years. So,
I generally try not to mention competitors, but
sure.
InstaFreebie or what is now Prolific Works was doing that before BookFunnel, but there are a couple other places that you can do that. A lot of authors will also just sort of manually do that through Google Drive or Dropbox, and have their own sort of hosted sign up forms on their own websites and stuff like that. So what Story Origin provides is making that process a lot more seamless and handling a lot of the complexities of helping readers get those books onto their devices.
Great. Now, what stage is Story Origin at, Evan? Because I notice your pricing page is saying it's free at the moment because it's still in beta.
Yeah. So what beta there means is that it does not mean crappy software, which is what a lot of people, I think, associate with the term beta. In this case, what beta means is that right now, Story Origin is completely free to use while I am developing the product and the various features and figuring out what the pricing model is going to be. Basically, I've just wanted to have a sort of maniacal focus on building the best product possible. I didn't want to have to worry about dealing with subscriptions and discounts and all of those different things. I just wanted to build the best product first. So I've been able to do that. The beta is probably not going to, it's definitely not going to last forever. But the sort of promise I make to people is that if you sign up now during the beta period, you will continue to get all of the features free on Story Origin for a period of time, probably at least a couple of months. If you want to check out Story Origin, it's completely free to do it right now. And we're recording this.
Yeah, when we're recording, I was going to say, do you have a rough timetable for this?
You know, I was planning on launching sort of out of beta pretty soon, but I am sort of in the process of reconsidering what that timeline looks like right now, just given everything that's happening in the world.
Sure.
And so I'm kind of fuzzy on where we're going to be with that. Luckily, you know, I've had the I have the ability to just focus on product, and I've been very fortunate, and so I can continue to do that while we're in this sort of crazy time.
And in terms of prices, I know I'm going to guess that you're not going to want to speculate too in too much detail about this as you work this out. But is there a ballpark idea you can give us?
Yeah, I mean, and I say this all on the Story Origin, like, if you just scroll down to down the page on Story Origin, you can read all of this exact same stuff, too. I always try to be super transparent about all of this stuff, and my email address is right there at the bottom of the page on the Story Origin homepage as well, so anyone who wants to shoot me questions always can. But the pricing model will be affordable for sure. I'm looking at something probably around $10 to $15 per month, obviously cheaper on an annual subscription.
Sure.
Because, you know, Story Origin is really community, and I want people to be working together and really be invested in that community.
But tell us a bit about you then, Evan. So where did all this come from? Are you a writer?
So I used to write short stories back in high school, which is where my initial interest in this idea came from. And then I also have always been interested in entrepreneurship as well. And back in college, I participated in an entrepreneurship program, which really got me thinking about pursuing building a startup full-time at some point. And you know, there just came a point in time where I was like, okay, it's time to do it. I left my previous role and I wanted to build something that combined my passions, you know, for entrepreneurship and for writing. And that's sort of where Story Origin came from. I was looking around at the various tools that were available to authors and just realized the space is so fragmented between, you know, between reader magnets and review copies and universal book links and, you know, word count trackers and all these various features and cross promotions as well, newsletter swaps and, you know, doing all this through Facebook groups and group promotions. It's all a lot to manage. And so what I wanted to do was to build one place that sort of brought it all together in a one-stop shop and make your life easier to manage.
And are you hands-on with the coding?
Yeah, so Story Origin is a one-man show. I do all the programming, all the you know, customer support, all the marketing, etc. So when you get emails from Story Origin, they come directly from my email address, and you can reply directly to me. You know, that means if there's something that doesn't work well on Story Origin, it gets fixed immediately, right? Because I personally don't want to be answering a bunch of emails all the time, right?
Sure.
So I have that ability to go and to fix or upgrade or do things to improve Story Origin. So really, I don't have to deal with too much customer support because I can always just go in and make things easier, better, faster, etc.
It's like an ideal scenario, isn't it? A good vertical integration within your company. How are you funding this at the moment, Evan?
Yeah, so, you know, I was lucky in that coming out of school, I had some very well-paying jobs and was able to save a ton of money. And I've got a wife who works full-time as well. Granted, even if she didn't have a job, wouldn't be a problem. So I'm just sort of bootstrapping it at this point.
Yeah, which is definitely the way we built SPF as well. For me, it's the best way of doing it. 100% of the company is yours. 100% of the success, 100% of the failure. It's the only way to do
it. Right. Yeah, and the other thing is, like, you know, I'm not raising outside capital. So, you know, if this becomes a bad bet for investors or something like that, then they're not just going to tell me to shut it down. I have complete control. So I can, you know, I can take this thing, you know, with my own sort of success.
Yeah, you can pivot. So how much, you said you looked around and you thought there were fragmented services, you could bring them, collate them together, which I understand that approach. Did you do any more sort of methodical market research during that phase when you decided what the product would be?
So, I mean, I worked at a private equity fund before starting Story Origin. So we were actually investing in software companies. So this is sort of my analytical background definitely played a role in sort of the way that I think about the vision of the future of Story Origin, the features that I build, and the roadmap in sort of the steps in which I deliver those features. So, there's, you know, a bunch of sort of background work that I've done in terms of understanding the market, figuring out, you know, how to launch things and when.
And how long have you been working on it?
So Story Origin launched, the open beta launched in April of 2018. So it's been a little over a year and a half now.
Okay. So yeah, that's quite a long lead into the point where you're going to be getting some revenue.
Yeah. It has been for sure. And, you know, you definitely expect things to always go faster than they do. But, you know, I'm always happy to continue to invest in Story Origin because I see it becoming really, you know, a true sort of one-stop shop for authors, and there's still so much left that I want to do with Story Origin. So the roadmap is nowhere near done.
Okay, I was going to say you see it growing not just in terms of traffic to the site and people using it, but in terms of the services it offers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, it's a very nice, clean website. I have to say, Evan, you've got a touch for that, that's for sure. Do you do the design yourself? Or is everything?
It's all me.
Yeah.
Everything that you love or you hate about it, it is me.
Well, now that's impressive because I think it's actually relatively rare to find somebody who's can get down in the weeds in the coding and also has a nice eye for an aesthetic. There's, you know, we all see websites that do a great job, but they're kind of thinking, please bring a designer in. And to be honest, SPF's like that. We bring a designer in to design our website,
right?
Because we know our limitations. But you've done a really nice job here. I think it's, like I say, it's a clean, crisp, simple offering.
Yeah, and I think part of that comes from the fact that it is just, it's sort of born out of me and me wanting something that makes sense to me. So if you have the sort of same intuitive sense as me, you will come to Story Origin and be like, okay, this all is super organized and makes a ton of sense to me. You know, that's not going to be the case for everyone necessarily, but I think that my sort of intuition generally lines up with most people and that they like the feel of how everything is organized.
That's a version of write what you know, isn't it?
Right.
Write for yourself.
Yeah,
it's a
exactly.
Version of that. And it's a good motto in writing, as with this. So how many people have you got using the site at the moment?
So there are a little over 7,000 authors who have already signed up to Story Origin. So it's you know, it's certainly one of the bigger names out there. And then there are probably about 1,000 authors who join or do cross promotions through Story Origin every single month. So you know, I'm always looking to continue to grow it, continue to bring more people sort of into the fold and helping them get started on Story Origin.
Okay, so let's just go back over the, I think the newsletter swaps is something that people will be particularly interested in. So I've got a book, new book in a series, which I'm trying to promote. You would enter it into a particular promotion, what, for a week or so? And what do you get from me? You get the cover, the blurb, or the link?
So with newsletter swaps in particular, so you can go onto Story Origin and you can go to the list of upcoming newsletter swaps And you can see basically the dates that a bunch of other authors have their campaigns going out. So you can see what dates they've got newsletters scheduled. And then you can see along with that what their mailing list size is, what their open rate is, and what their click rate is. And if they've got that integrated with an email service provider like MailChimp or MailLite, then you can actually, there will be like a little verified check mark next to those stats so that you know that those are coming straight from the email service provider. And then Story Origin will also provide each person in that swap with a tracking link so that you can see how many clicks the other person sent to your book. And those newsletter swaps are for those various things that we talked about earlier on Story Origin. So it can either be for Universal Book Link, for Reader Magnet, for Review Copy, etc. So if you've got a book that you're launching and you're looking to get more reviews for it, then you might create a Review Copy landing page on Story Origin and then enter into a newsletter swap with someone. And the way that works is you will make a request to them. You'll say, "Hey, I will promote your book from a list of books that author is looking to get promoted." You'll select the book that you're willing to promote in one of your upcoming newsletters, and you'll say which of your newsletter dates that will send that book out in for them, and then you'll say what book you want them to promote, and you'll be applying to a specific campaign, so you'll know when your book is going out in that campaign of theirs.
Okay, and yeah. within one campaign, you could have, let's say you've got six books ahead of you. One of them might, when you click check it out, one of them might lead you to a request a review copy. Another one might lead you to the Amazon sales page. That's a matter of the authors. They're not all have to be the same endpoint.
Right. Exactly. Because these are links that are going directly into your newsletter. When you're putting your newsletter together on MailChimp or MailLite, etc., you will put links to like group promotions, which might be just to a landing page that just has review copies. But for newsletter swaps in particular, what you're generally putting in is the swappers, just their book cover and maybe the blurb, and then linking that book cover and blurb to the Story Origin Universal Sure. book link if you're looking to increase your sales or page reads, or their review copy if you're looking to increase your views, etc.
And from a reader point of view, it's quite interesting that so most of the times I think when I think of a service that offers books for review, mm-hmm. the reader knows that they're a reviewer. They want to be a reviewer, and they're there because they pick up books to review, or they right. like free books, whatever. But here, it's like, here's the book. Here's an interesting book. You might like this. And when you click on it, you for the first time see request a review copy, which I think would be quite good for some readers. They'd think, oh, I've never even thought about doing this before, but why don't I get a copy and I can leave a review? Although I guess for some readers, they might think, I don't want that sort of level of interaction with an author. I just want to buy the book. But
right. So you could just do a swap for just your Universal Book Link, which is generally the thing that most authors are using the newsletter swap feature for is for Universal Book Links. So when they click on that link in your newsletter, they'll be taken to the landing page where they can see what retailers your book is available at, whether that's Amazon, Google, Apple, Barnes & Noble, etc. And then when they click on that retailer, they'll be asked if they want to set it as their preferred retailer. You know, in 80% of those cases, it's going to be Amazon. And so then when they click on those Story Origin Universal Book Links and future newsletter swaps that they might see as a reader, they'll click on that. It'll just take them directly to the Amazon page for that book.
Well, it's a pretty comprehensive and interesting offering, Evan. I can see this is, I mean, I know yeah. where you are with this. This is your baby in your life. You must wake up every morning and try to limit how much time you spend doing this, because you'd be spending 20 hours a day probably. And virus accepting, which is obviously throwing a slight spanner in the works for lots of people, you think this is going to be something that will be a paying concern this year?
Yeah, for sure this year, yeah.
Excellent.
But again, you know, if you sign up now during the beta period, like you'll see the deal that's on like the front page of Story Origin. You can read about it there. But yeah, I mean, basically, it's better to sign up sooner rather than later.
yeah, definitely. Well, we'll... I think we'll try and get this interview out in the near future, in the short term rather than long term, so people get an opportunity to take advantage of that. Great. Well, Evan, well done on the work you've done so far. You know, this is a fascinating area, I think, of our industry to me. We talk to writers a lot of the time. We know that there's a massive growth in the indie market, and part of that is readers who bought trad books buying indie books going up every year. And alongside that, guys like you know, the service industry that's burgeoning around this. So we've got our own, you know, our own industry. We're blooming, which is great.
Yep, for sure.
This is the Self-Publishing Show. There's never been a better time to be a writer.
There you go. We've been talking a lot about website design recently because we're looking at Hello Books, and we looked at HelloFresh, which is a grocery delivery service in the UK. Readsy, we love the readsy.com website, one or two others. And I actually forgotten about Story Origins as an example website for inspiration, because I think it's a really beautiful, clean website that Evan's done there. And yeah, I haven't used that site in anger, even with the books that you and I are promoting through Fuse. I don't think you've used it as an author yet, have you?
No, I haven't. No, so no. I can't. I mean, it's a lovely site I'm looking at now, but I can't comment on how effective the services that Evan has in place are. But it's certainly one that I'd be having a look at if I was in the business of checking out that kind of stuff, which I kind of am.
Yeah.
So I should have a
look.
Well,
very nice guy working very hard and working hard to make something that's going to be very useful to authors. And I think it's just a sign of how big and vibrant and growing this sector is, this indie author sector, and it's a great place to be at the moment, regardless of what else is going on in the world. Right. You've got to do your marking tonight and then your lesson prep for tomorrow.
Well, thankfully, Lucy does all of that. Lucy is being an absolute Trojan in terms of preparing the kids' work, and she does most of the teaching. So I'm kind of busying myself with, I've never done so much housework in my life. So I'm kind of housework king at the moment. I'm still getting up at 5:30, 5:45 to work. So I do, whilst James is asleep, I am already powering away. James and I will often then have a chat for half an hour when I'm walking the dog. And then it's kind of back to helping out, you know, and filling in the gaps if the kids need a different teacher. That's where I step in, and had to do that a bit today because they weren't behaving all that well. So, you know, stern daddy comes in. Actually, funnily enough, it's quite funny. I'll say this before we finish this evening. Samuel found a piece of chalk yesterday and decided that I'd told him off for something. And so I could see him working away at the paving slabs at the front of the house, writing something. And he came to see me and said, "Daddy, Daddy, you've got to see this. I've done some great writing." So he was pleased with his writing, but he'd forgotten what he'd written. So I turn up and he was like, "I hate Dad." So I then had to explain to him why I wasn't all that pleased. Whilst I was pleased that he was doing some excellent writing, the sentiment wasn't quite what I was after. So I kind of pretended to be angry with him, stomped off. And when I came back in, he'd rubbed it out and changed it to "I love Dad." So yeah, there you go. That's
It was a bit like that, like the Life of Brian moment where he says, "Romana et go." "Romana, they are to go in the house." What does that mean? He corrects him for half an hour before he realizes what he's actually written. You could have done that routine. Okay.
So that's a little vignette of lockdown life in Wiltshire. Well,
my heart goes out to people with younger children who require that at that point of life where they require a lot of supervision. Basically, your job is to look after them all day.
Well, our children, that people who don't have gardens and things with young children. I really don't know how people are managing that. We're very lucky where we are, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I mean, people live in flats in the UK. A lot of people live in apartments in America, and you know, going out is something families do, and it's a tough time, all told. But it will come to an end at some point. Yeah, restrictions will ease. Right, that's it. Thank you very much indeed, Mark, for joining us in your busy life at the moment. You can go back to the cleaning. And thank you very much indeed for listening to us. We will be back, of course, next week with another show. Until then, it just leaves me to say it's a goodbye from him.
And a goodbye from me.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Get show notes, the podcast archive, and free resources to boost your writing career at selfpublishingshow.com. Join our thriving Facebook group at selfpublishingshow.com/Facebook. Support the show at patreon.com/selfpublishingshow. And join us next week for more help and inspiration so that you can make your mark as a successful indie author. Publishing is changing, so to get your words into the world and join the revolution with The Self-Publishing Show.